Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Francis Fukuyama's. Sophie, I have to ask, when you hear political decay, what comes to mind?
Honestly, I think of something rotting from the inside, like an institution that looks fine on the outside, but is totally hollow. And that's exactly what Fukuyama is getting at.
Right? He's not talking about a coup or a revolution. It's this slow, creeping process where institutions become rigid, corrupt, and unresponsive.
Exactly. And he builds this whole framework around three pillars that a healthy political order needs: a strong state, the rule of law, and accountable government.
So a state that can actually enforce laws and collect taxes, but is itself bound by laws and then answerable to the people. What's the big insight here?
The big insight is that these three have to develop in balance. If you get a strong state without the other two, you get despotism. If you get the rule of law without a strong state, you get paralysis. And if you get accountability without a capable state, you get a corrupt free-for-all.
And the order they develop in matters too. Fukuyama says the most successful path is to build a strong state first, then the rule of law, then accountability. That's what happened in Denmark and England.
Right. But in many developing countries, they tried to do democracy first before they had a capable state. So you get what he calls clientelistic democracy, where politicians win votes by promising private benefits to specific groups, not by serving the public good.
That's such a good point. The state becomes a vehicle for patronage. And that's where political decay really sets in.
And the engine of that decay is something he calls repatrimonialization. Basically, the modern impersonal institution gets taken over by personal relationships, family ties, and cronyism all over again.
So it's like the old kinship-based politics keeps coming back. That's depressing, but also kind of fascinating.
It is. And he applies this to the United States in a really provocative way. He argues that the U.S. is in a period of significant political decay.
Wait, really? The U.S. is the world's oldest democracy. How could it be decaying?
He says the problem isn't that the state is weak. In many ways, it's too strong. But its strength has been captured by interest groups, lobbyists, and the revolving door between government and the private sector.
So it's like a sophisticated form of clientelism, not the old-fashioned patronage where you hand out government jobs.
Exactly. And he identifies a few key drivers. One is the vetocracy. The American system has so many veto points that any well-organized minority can block action. That leads to gridlock.
That rings true. It feels like nothing can get done on big issues like infrastructure or climate change.
Then there's the polarization and the transformation of political parties into ideological movements that are hostile to compromise. And third, the weakening of the state's capacity. The bureaucracy is so legalistic and procedural that it's hard to actually deliver results.
He calls that legalism. The rule of law becomes a weapon for obstruction. So the state is strong at saying no, but weak at saying yes.
Right. And that's a form of decay because it undermines the state's ability to perform its core functions.
So what's the solution? Is there any hope?
Fukuyama is a realist, not a pessimist. He says the only defense against decay is constant renewal and reform. That requires a vigilant citizenry, a free press, and leaders willing to challenge entrenched interests.
So it's not a one-time fix. It's the work of every generation.
Exactly. And he's worried about the rise of populist nationalism as a symptom of decay. When the state is captured by elites, people turn to a strongman who promises to drain the swamp. But that often leads to even worse decay.
Because the strongman dismantles the rule of law and weakens the institutions that ensure accountability.
Right. And that's the ultimate form of decay, the collapse of the impersonal state back into personal rule.
You know, reading this book, I kept thinking about how fragile democracy really is. It's not a self-sustaining machine.
Not at all. It requires constant maintenance. And the biggest threat is not an external enemy, but the slow internal process of decay.
The takeaway for me is that we have to be vigilant. We can't take our institutions for granted. We have to keep fighting for a government that serves the public good, not private interests.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com. You get access to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles that you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. And this book is a perfect example of why we need to understand these forces. It's sobering, but it's also empowering.
Absolutely. Political order is never a finished project. It's something we have to build and rebuild every single day. We'll see you in the next one.